November has been very kind to the Milton Menace. They've won 7 of their 8 games this month. They're looking for wins 8 and 9 this weekend. We caught up with Captain Graham McCauley to recap last weekend's wins over Aurora and Burlington, as well as preview this weekend's likely physical matchups against Mississauga and Toronto. Here's episode 10 of season 2 of Recap with Cap. So, since we last spoke, 2 wins for the Menace, 5-3 win over Aurora, 5-1 win over Burlington. Nice to see the offense come through and get some key goals.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think either game was, you know, necessarily pretty or, you know, I guess your dream game, but a couple slow starts, but, you know, a couple good second periods and, you know, we're able to find some key goals from some depth guys. Nonetheless, 4 points, 2-0 weekend. Can't complain going into this weekend.
Speaking of depth, goals from some key guys. Graham McCauley, captain, 3 goals there, buddy.
Yeah, it was good to get back on the sheet. Been a while with the injury, so good to get back on the sheet. I think that was on Friday. So yeah, I mean, it was good, but still a lot of things. A lot of things to clean up, that's for sure.
All right. We'll focus now on what's coming up. Home game against the Mississauga Chargers. We last spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. It was when the Jays were in the playoffs, and that game got postponed because the Jays were in the playoffs. I think you mentioned that a lot of the teams around the league actually had this exact thing happen to them. So here we are this Friday against the Chargers. What can fans expect when they show up at the Milton Memorial Arena?
You know what? I'm not too sure myself. Obviously, you know, with Mississauga, it's always a bit of a, you know, a chippy game. We had that game in preseason, obviously. So I would expect it to be a little bit chippier than usual. That being said, we still have a job to do. So I think that's kind of the main message that we've sent in the room is, you know, protect yourselves. You know, do what you need to do, but, we don't need guys hurt. We don't need guys suspended. And, we have a big game Saturday as well, so we got 2 big ones that we need to get.
Sometimes the chippiness can lead to goals as well, so that's always a focus.
Yeah, exactly. You want to keep guys in the lineup for Saturday.
And then a quick game over in Toronto against the Patriots. It's going to be a tough matchup as well.
Yeah, they're playing really well right now. So obviously, I think I don't know if they're top of the league or just our conference, but they're a really good team, and they've made a couple additions. So that'll be a good test for us. I know we beat them on the road last time, short a bunch of guys, so that'll be another good test.
We're getting closer to the to Christmas. Obviously, you guys will have a bit of a break in December, I believe you usually do. Is there a plan currently for the Milton Menace Christmas party?
Oh, no. We'll do something as a team. You know, I'm not too sure exactly what or where, but, yeah, I think we usually get about, you know, roughly a week off, so we'll definitely have to plan something.
Is there a locker room secret Santa happening?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
what's the price limit?
We do that every year. I don't know if there's a limit. I think it's, you know, we say roughly around, you know, $25-$30, you know, get the guy a real gift. But I wouldn't really say there's a limit. If you really like the guy you got, you can get him whatever you want, however expensive you want. But no, that's always an exciting thing we do every year.
All right, Graham. Well, good luck on Friday and Saturday, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jim.